Sometimes movies do more than just bring in dollars at the box office. They occasionally have an impact on the place where they were filmed. In a sense, this movie set stretched nearly 2,500 miles, and today the backdrop of that animated movie is still bringing people from around the world to places some thought were dead. We'll go to one such town on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Holbrook, Arizona was one of the towns connected by Route 66. It was a highway that brought millions of travelers through town.
There were many travel lodges, many restaurants to accommodate the tourists in Holbrook because most of them come to visit the Petrified Forest. So when it got bypassed, it really harmed Holbrook. Holbrook went through quite an economic slump.
Just as quick as Route 66 brought the town to life, Interstate 40 bypassed the town and began to shut businesses down. Interestingly, it was a movie that may have given the old route through town its resurgence today.
We had the resurgence due to the movie Cars, because we not only have Route 66, but we also have one of the three remaining wigwam hotels. And that brings in a lot of people to travel the old Route 66 to see the wigwams, which in the movie Cars is the Cozy Cones.
One of the restaurants still catering to the passing tourists is Joe and Aggie's Cafe. Stephen Gallegos says the movie Cars made a difference in his business.
There's, I believe, 7 or 8 Route 66 associations in Europe and one in Japan, and they love Route 66. So our tours of the summer are just crazy. We had one yesterday from Austria that were 65 individuals that had motorcycles and cars coming through.
But perhaps the real difference makers are some travelers who are very far from home. It's a place enjoyed by all ages, from all countries around the globe, traveling the Mother Road. Traveling the Countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.